Our brains contain billions of nerve cells arranged in patterns that coordinate thought, emotion, behavior, movement, and sensation. We are complicated beings, and New Life Live receives many calls in this area. Susie recently asked Mark Cameron and Dr. Alice Benton about EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Following is a short teaching by Mark on how the brain stores memories.
Susie, who's listening to the New Life podcast. Hi there, Susie. Welcome to New Life Live.
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in today. How can we help you?
Well, I had a question about EMDR, but I'm going to give you a quick rundown of kind of what's going on in my life.
Okay. Really quick for anybody who doesn't know, what is EMDR?
Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, a treatment modality that helps tap into subconscious emotions and negative beliefs that hamper our ability to function today.
Okay. So, Susie, what's your story?
Okay. So, I'm 33 right now. And when I was between the age of 9 and 12, I was molested by a brother that's 7 years older than me. And so when it was caught and stopped, I come from a very religious family, like not in a healthy way. And so my dad told me, I was 12 years old. He said that biblically I should have been stoned to death. And so that kind of shut me up. My mom told me I should carry the shame. And again, that shut me up. I was quiet about it for many, many years. There's 9 of us siblings, and 2 of my older brothers were told about it, and they told my dad that he needed to get help for us, but he didn't believe in counselors or, you know, major fear of the government, all that stuff. So, anyways, when I, about, 3 years ago, I started having some triggers of stuff. I have a daughter that was 9 years old. Mm-hmm. I have 3 kids. I'm married. And it started coming back, and that brother that did this, he had gone on to get married, and he had 1 biological son, had 3 adopted children, many foster children in and out of his home. And it wasn't until those triggers came back that I started being very concerned about lifestyle and where he was, what he was doing. And, so I told my whole family, and I felt like I was hurt at the moment, but then once I started, you know, triggers and memories and everything start coming back even more, I was like, no, this isn't safe. He needs, you know, he shouldn't have had the kids. And then his wife called me and told me that I need to be quiet and not tell anyone, which really set me off. So I ended up going to the police and reporting him, and my family, all but 2, pretty much turned their back on me. And so I've been going through this journey, and I went to several counselors, and one of them had me do EMDR. But we never got to the situation, and we were dealing with other, because my family has a lot of issues. We're dealing with other issues in the family, just to kind of build me up. But it was really stupid for me. Like, I am a very strong person and like held my life together through all of this until, you know, it's been rough, but I'm not like a super emotional, I don't think negative thoughts about myself. And the counselor that was doing this with me, she said, like at one time I was like, I don't understand. What am I supposed to do? She wanted me to find a safe person or something. And she's like, it doesn't matter. It could even be Mickey Mouse. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am not an imaginative person like that. Anyways, so I'm at the point where, that brother is in jail right now, waiting sentencing. And, when I read my victim's statement, my dad was there, and he saw me come in, he turned his back on me, and that was probably, like, to me, he's dead to me now, because he's known about this for years, and he never spoke up for me before, and I can understand that his excuse before was, but he didn't know all the details, and now he knows, and he still turns back on me. So, I've been told by my counselor that I have right now, I have a new one, and I really, really like her. But she feels like we need to go to the EMDR. That's the next step. And I'm kind of afraid because it didn't turn out well last time. And with my, I don't feel like going through the abuse is hard for me to talk about. I can talk about it with anyone. I have a pastor and lots of mentors that have been in my life. And
I have a lot of people, not family, but a lot of people that have been very solid.
Susie, I'm going to interrupt with a question. As you have a lot of doubts about EMDR, and understandably so, and you don't think that the abuse itself is what's really still impacting you, maybe more your family's rejection of you, what would you say is one of your most difficult, chronic, uncomfortable emotions that comes up when you think about your family turning their back on you?
I don't know. Just abandonment, probably. Because they didn't know before, and then now they knew. And for 3 years, they've known, and they keep defending him. And his lifestyle that he's living since I came out about this, he has his one biological son that was around 10 years old when I came out about it. And he, since then, is changing him to be a transgender. And his wife left him to be a lesbian. She's engaged to another lesbian. And he still has, well, not now, he's in jail as of last month, but he still has children in and out of his home that are not foster, but like his adopted children. And he has two girls that were around my age.
It's almost as if your report to the police pulled the covering, the hiding off of what was going on. And so the whirlwind was unleashed. It was always there, but it was under deception and under a covering. And so your report revealed more of the truth of what actually has been happening in this family. You said abandonment is the strongest emotion that you've been having. How does it negatively impact your ability to function today? Where are you finding that you're struggling in your life because of this immense pain and betrayal?
Well, I live close to a lot of my family. We lived on the same family farm. My dad had put in a trust. So just this year, my husband and I moved off because it was too hard. And so just like I have one sister. I have seven brothers and one sister. My sister's the oldest and I'm next to the youngest. And she's the most against me. And I think it's because of her own skeletons in her own marriage. That she's protecting, but like she'll come and visit at the family farm and like pick and choose who she's going to invite to like her daughter's engagement party or a Mother's Day event. And the two brothers that did stand up for me, they are also being rejected and pushed out. And so we all have kids. We all have a bunch of cousins together. And it's just like pain for my brother. I have one brother that's been solid the whole time, and he's just been so like there for me, but now he's feeling what I've been feeling for 3 years because he made a stand and was there for me at the hearing and made a statement for me. And it just hurts that they're
being punished along with you.
So what
I'm hearing is the two major things that are so troublesome is the ongoing rejection. Every time there's an event, you experience rejection, but also the protectiveness you feel for your brothers who have aligned themselves with you and are therefore suffering. And so that's why you're wondering, might EMDR help with all the complications of what's going on? It didn't seem to help before.
Well, I'm hearing you also talk about or ask this question about a negative belief. You said, I'm not a negative person. And your therapist, part of EMDR is identifying the negative self-belief and then learning to change that. Is that part of your question here? I know you were talking about having a safe person too.
Yeah, I feel like my husband has been there so much for me, and I have a lot of people that have spoken truth into me. And so I know the truth about things. I have mind games sometimes, but I know what is true and what the Bible says and what God says about me. I don't struggle with, you know, lies about these situations or who was my, you know, when I did it the last time, there was just so many like, okay, imagine a safe place and I'll put this in a box. And I'm like, I don't need imaginations. Like, I just need facts. Like, I don't really know what I need, but I don't feel like imagining safe things and all of this. It seems fake to me.
So here's my thought on this, Susie. I'm a believer in EMDR. I'm EMDR trained. And so as Alice was saying in her explanation, EMDR gets underneath the subconscious thing. So when something is subconscious, it's unknown to us. And so whenever we have experience, we have belief. You know, when I drove here today and I drove my car to 75 miles an hour on the freeway, you know, it's because I believed I was going to be safe. And because I believed my brakes were going to work. I didn't think about that when I accelerated, but it's a subconscious belief. And so we all have these subconscious beliefs, and that's what EMDR does. It helps to get underneath that. Now, where I think you may be struggling is I think there's probably a little bit more in your childhood of how you've been impacted. I think you've likely developed more of an avoidant attachment style. And people who are more avoidant, they do struggle with EMDR because they're more in the facts. They're more in the digital left mind, which is, you know, up, down, left, right, right, wrong. And they struggle to get into the right side of the brain, which is the creative part of the brain. And so, yeah, part of EMDR is doing the safe, calm place at the beginning to be able to learn to ground yourself. And it's also being able to work on it, identify the subconscious negative belief. Because if you don't identify something, you can't work on it. But there is a belief there. And so what your therapist may need to do with you is help you learn how to access that creative part of your brain before you can move forward. But there is a negative self-belief there. And I think you, because of the avoidant attachment style, I think you've probably been used to dismissing what you feel and being told to think about, you know, good things or scripture or the positive side of life.
Yeah, you probably intellectualize a lot. Mm-hmm. And that's your strength. It's helped you keep your head above water. And it's helped you feel like, I don't think those things affect me. And you really may have processed through so much already that the trauma doesn't hold strong power over you. That may be true. But EMDR, oddly enough, it can also be used to help you figure out, why am I so opposed to it? And even in processing that, you said something about fear of going back to EMDR. It can help you tap into these emotions that you may not have enough access to be able to fully grieve the historical pain, but also the ongoing rejection that you feel. You probably are feeling fear for your 9-year-old daughter, and it's so common that a trauma that occurred at about that age, it comes to the surface in a different way when our children are at a vulnerable age to suffer something similar. And so working through what your fears are for your children and what your fears are of how this will play out in your family. Have you lost the majority of your family? There's probably hurt there that you compartmentalize by intellectualizing it. And so I bet Mark and I both think it's probably worthwhile to try EMDR again, because once you get past that safe place and that safe person setup, that's when you get into the really more significant, deeper work of dealing with the resulting pain and the maladaptive beliefs that might be stuck inside you.
Well, and then think about this too, Susie. The fact that it went 21 years before something came up for you shows that that belief was inside of you for 20 years that you weren't aware of, you weren't able to access. And it was only when the association of your daughter being the exact same age that that triggered something. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm not safe around my brother. Other people are not safe around my brother. That was the negative self-belief that came up for you, but you weren't aware of it because it was below the surface.